Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai
Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai
Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya
Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Today we're reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhilila
5th chapter, text 79 to 89.
Which verse is on the board?
89.
Okay. Kanya.
Kanya.
Bhava.
Bhava.
Mora.
Mora.
Mane.
Mane.
Iha.
Iha.
Nahi.
Nahi.
Sukha.
Sukha.
Brahmanera.
Brahmanera.
Pratigya
Yaya
Bada
Dukha
Kanya Baba Mora Mane Iha Nahi Sukha All at the same speed, please. Kanya Baba Mora Mane Iha Nahi Sukha Brahmanera pratigyayaya ei badha dukha
Brahmanera pratigyayaya ei badha dukha
Brahmanera pratigyayaya ei badha dukha
Brahmanera pratigyayaya ei
badha dukha Kanya pava mora mane iha nahi sukha
Kanya pava mora mane iha nahi sukha
Brahmanera pratigyayaya ei badha dukha
Brahmanera pratigyayaya ei badha dukha
Konya pava mora mane iha nahi sukha
Konya pava mora mane iha nahi sukha
Brahmanera pratigyayaya ei badha dukha
Brahmanera pratigyayaya ei badha dukha
Kanya pave mora mane iha nahi sukha
Brahmanera pratigyayaya ei badha dukha
Kanya pave mora mane iha nahi sukha
Kanya pave mora mane iha nahi sukha
Brahmanera pratigyayaya ei badha dukha
Brahmanera
Kanya Baba,
I shall get the daughter.
Mora, my. Mane, in the mind. Iha,
this.
Nahi, is not.
Sukha, happiness. Brahmanera, of a pure Brahmana. Pratigya, the promise. Yaya, becomes lost. A, this. Bada, very much. Dukkha, unhappiness. We first read the verses which lead up to this verse. From text 79. Bada vipreramane Krishna bada dayavan avashya moravakya teno karibe praman. The elderly Brahman thought, since Lord Krishna is very merciful, he will certainly come to prove my statement. Putreramane pratimana asibe shakshidite e buddhye dui jana hoila samate. The atheistic son thought, it is not possible for Gopal to come and bear witness. Thinking thus, the father and son agreed. Chota viprabale patra karahalikana punakyena nahi chale e sabhavachana. The younger Brahman took this opportunity to speak. Please write this down on paper in black and white, so that you may not again change your word of honor. Tabe sabha lokameli patra talikila dunhar samati lana madhyasta rakila. All the assembled people got this statement down in black and white, and taking the signatures of agreement from both of them, served as the mediators. Tabe chota vipra kahe shuna sarvajana evipra satyara vakya dharma parayana. The young Brahman then said, will all you gentlemen present please hear me? This elderly Brahman is certainly truthful and is following religious principles. Svavakya chadite inharanahi kahu kabu mana svajana mrityu bhaye kahe asatya vachana. He had no desire to break his promise, but fearing that his kinsmen would commit suicide, he deviated from the truth. Inhara punye krishne ani sakshi bolaiba tabe evi prera satya pratigya rakiba. By the piety of the elderly Brahman, I shall call the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a witness. Thus, I shall keep his truthful promise intact. Eta shuninasti kloka upahasa kore keha bale ishvera dayalu asiteha pare. Hearing the emphatic statement of the younger Brahman, some atheists in a meeting began to cut jokes. However, someone else said, after all, the Lord is merciful, and if he likes, he can come. Tabe se chota vipra gela brindavana dandavat kari kohe sabha vivarana. After the meeting, the young Brahmin started for Brindavan. Upon arriving there, he first offered his respectful obeisances to the deity and then narrated everything in full detail. Brahmanya deva tumi bada doyamaya duivi prera dharma raka hanya sadaya. He said, my lord, you're the protector of Brahminical culture and you're also very merciful. Therefore, kindly show your great mercy by protecting the religious principles of us two Brahmins. Kanya pava moramane ihana hisuka brahmanera pratigyayaya e badaduka. My dear lord, I am not thinking to become happy by getting the daughter as a bride. I am simply thinking that the Brahmana has broken his promise, and that is giving me great pain. Purport. It was not at all the intention of the young Brahmin to get the daughter of the elderly Brahmin in marriage and thus enjoy material happiness and sense gratification. It was not for that reason that the young Brahmin went to Vrindavan to ask the Supreme Personality of Godhead to act as a witness. His only concern was that the elderly Brahmin had promised something, and if Gopal did not bear witness to that transaction, then the older Brahmin would incur a spiritual blemish. Therefore, the young Brahmin wanted protection and help from the deity. The young Brahmin was thus a pure Vaishnava, and he had no desire for sense gratification. He wanted only to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the older Brahman, who was also a Vaishnav and very much devoted to the Lord. Oma Ganati Marandasya Giranjana Shalakaya Chakshurunitam Yenatasmai Sri Gurave Namaha
Sri Chaitanamano Vistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupam Gadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Here in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, the narration of Sakshi Gopal is given. Gopal, who came as a witness to uphold and protect the word of his devotee. We all know the story that these two Brahmins met on pilgrimage, and after the younger Brahmin had assisted the older Brahmin in his pilgrimage, he wanted to give in charity his daughter to this younger Brahmin. But later on there was complications due to family upset, due to family disturbance, because the atheistic son of the older Brahmin did not like this at all. He was very much disturbed. In fact, he threatened that he will do something terrible. So, under that threat, the older Brahmin had to take back his promise because he was too much afraid of his family relations. After which, the younger Brahmin became very much embarrassed, because not because he asked for the hand of the older Brahmin's daughter in marriage, but because he saw that this older Brahmin had given his promise and in front of the deity, in front of Gopal, and it is not possible for him to just tolerate that this promise of this Brahmin will go in vain. So he did all these troubles just to uphold the promise of the older Brahmin. It is explained in this verse, not for his own desire for sense gratification. He had no desire to marry this daughter or to get married. He just saw this is the arrangement of the Lord, and I have to uphold the word of this elder Brahmin. And that's why he called all the people in the village. And he said, all right, let's get this down in black and white. We are very much aware of this fact in Kali Yuga. Any promise you get just verbally doesn't mean that much. Formally, a person's word of honor would count as something, right? Or they had what you call handshake. You make the handshake, and that seals an agreement or a deal or a transaction. But nowadays, you can get words of honor, you can get handshake, you can even get written statement, you can get legal contract, affidavit signed in front of so many lawyers and barristers, even in front of the court, and still you will not get justice. Because justice nowadays is only served to those who have... Can you put it back the way it was before?
Yeah, sorry to interrupt. The only reason is the speaker system around the building, so everyone can...
Justice is only served to those who have the money to pay for justice. If you can afford to pay for justice, maybe you might get justice. And many, many times, like we see in industrial... it's too high. It's too high. The sound is too high. The volume is too high. Can you please turn it down? So they already count the legal expenses for all the people who will fight them. They already include that in the price of the product. Meaning, if you buy something from this company, you already pay for the legal expenses in case you want to sue them later on. Isn't that funny? And in many countries, you can only get justice after decades and decades of waiting. Like in India, if you file a court now, your great-grandson, he might be able to get some justice on your behalf. And by then it is meaningless. And you have wasted so much good money after this bad money, after this grief. So a devotee might say, why doesn't he just walk away? Just walk away from it. What's the point? Why bother? He doesn't want to give you the daughter. You know, you say, Brahmachari Ashram Ki Jai. Let's go and Sankirtan. I'm out of here. and you just take off, right? No problem, no harm. I didn't want to get married anyway. But this Brahmin, he was not like the fox, you know, the sour grapes philosophy of the fox. The fox has very short legs, so he cannot get the grapes. So when he sees the grapes and he cannot reach them, he says, oh, they're sour anyway, and he walks away. No. He was not thinking that this is bad, or he was not thinking that this is good. You're just thinking, I have to uphold the word of this Brahmin. Otherwise, there will be a blemish on him. I cannot accept that. So he went all the way, he did all this and took all the trouble of calling all these people, getting it in writing, and going back to Vrindavan and asking his Lord, Gopal, to be his witness and to please come and bear witness. Now, where did this take place? Where is Shakshi Gopal?
Orissa.
It's quite away from Vrindavan. So as we will hear, there will be some interesting discussion between the deity and the Brahmin. But we're not jumping ahead, you know. It's okay to recap, but you shouldn't jump ahead. Otherwise, the speakers are going to come. They'll be upset. So the point here is that a Brahmin is truthful. Shamodamastapashaucham, kshantirarjam mevacha, jnanavijnanamastikyam, brahmakarmasubhavacham. These are the qualities and activities of a Brahmin as they're described in Bhagavad Gita. And if we are members of this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, we should strive to achieve these Brahminical principles. It is not that Brahmin initiation is just something technical, which you just require so that you can cook and that you can worship the deity. It's not just some technicality. It actually means you're twice born. You have passed these rites in order to show exemplary character, of which truthfulness is of utmost importance. In Kali Yuga, the four legs of Dharma, they're gone. They have been destroyed. The only one which is still a little bit remaining is truthfulness. So if we lose our truthfulness, if we give our word of honor and we break it, then we lose everything. Therefore, we cannot say, okay, you know, lie to some but not to others. And some people, they think that they're never wrong, but they're not always right. So they're trying to manipulate and bend things in a way that becomes very conducive for their own interest. But a devotee is not duplicitous. He's not using things to interpret according to his own whims or for his own benefit. Just like this Brahmin. He had every chance, he had every right to walk away or to just curse everybody or to get upset. But he did none of the above. But he did what was right. And he took shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in our own lives, when we are faced with trouble, when we are faced with difficulty, we should take example from this life of this Brahmin. And not flip out and curse and yell and scream. Or just walk away and make a grumpy face and make a fist in our pocket and say, just let them see what will happen. Mark today my word. But he had a very positive attitude. He had a very positive spirit. Why? Because he was dependent on Krishna. He was not dependent on his own strength or on his own wit and smartness. But he just took shelter of Krishna. And he knew Gopal is my Lord. He is all-powerful. He can do everything. He can resolve even very, very conflicting situations. He can resolve them by his inconceivable potency. If we do not accept the inconceivable potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we cannot understand his personality. What's the Sanskrit? Tam stakena na yoje. Achintya kaluye tam stakena yoje. If you do not accept that the Lord has inconceivable potency, you cannot understand his personality. Now we might think, oh, this is just a nice story, nice historical event, maybe allegorical, maybe true, who knows. So many activities are there. But actually, this is a real incident. You can go to the temple of Sakshigopal. This is a fact. This is reality. Many times people think, oh, these books, this is just mythology. Some nice history. Maybe you can get some moral learning, some moral sense out of it. But no, this is Jai, Shri Shri Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadev, Ki, Jai, Shri Shri Radha Londoneshwar, Shri Gonitai, Giriraj Maharaj, Ki, Jai. This is historical facts. You can go to all these places. And you can experience yourself the all-powerful and all-merciful nature of Gopal, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, another time in Puri, there was one Brahmin, one devotee, his name was Murari, and he was a pujari, serving Lord Jagannath to his full satisfaction. And he had a very intimate relationship, a very loving dealing with the Lord. So one night, Murari was dreaming, and Jagannath came in his dream and told him, Murari, I want to eat jackfruit. And Murari said, but my Lord, you're eating so much every day. No, he didn't say that. He didn't say, don't come now, don't bother me, I'm sleeping now. I have the morning shift, you know, not the night shift. So you please go get lost and come back. We're only open after 12 o'clock. No. He didn't say like that to Krishna. You're eating 56 times every day. Why are you so greedy? Why do you want jackfruit? No. He said, okay, jackfruit it is. But Gopal, Jagannath, he told him, I want the jackfruit only from the king's garden. Murari said, okay, I will tomorrow go and ask the king whether he can give some jackfruit for your seva. Certainly he will give. He's your devotee. But Jagannath said, no, I'm very hungry, very hungry. Now, I need to eat this jackfruit now. Said, this is problem. There is problem here. This is problematic, you know. Because it's nighttime, the king is sleeping, his garden is guarded with the guards. So I cannot go there now to get jackfruit for you. But Jagannath said, I want it now. So he said, all right. But Jagannath said, I will come and I will help you. We go together. Let's go and steal jackfruit. Gopal didn't say, oh, what is this? You know, you're not supposed to go and steal jackfruit. Don't you know better? Murari, he was not saying like that. So he got up and he went to the garden, and there was big wall around, guards there, and Jagannath came in the form as Gopal, little coward boy. So he said, come on, let's be quiet. We go around the back. So they went around the back, and Gopal jumped over the fence, and Murari also climbed over the fence, and then they went inside to the trees where the jackfruit was. So Gopal said, I will go up on the tree, and I will throw the jackfruits down, and you catch them. Okay? We're a team here. We're working together. Murari said, okay, fine, but be quiet. These guards, they have big sticks, and I'm very afraid. So Gopal went up, and he started shaking the tree like anything. And he started throwing jackfruits, and he made so much noise that the guards, they got alarmed, and they came running into the garden. And they saw Murari with his arms full of jackfruit. And they said, you thief, stop, what are you doing? And he said, I'm not doing anything. Jagannath told me to come to get jackfruit. What Jagannath? He said, he's up there in the tree, Gopal, don't you see? And Gopal was gone. He disappeared. So they took him, put him in prison. Next day, they brought him before the king. And the king wanted to know what was the incident, what was the story. So he told him, you know, Jagannath came in a dream and he told me, and then we went and, you know, Gopal and this and that, and then he disappeared and he said, you go back to prison, and if you don't have a better story tomorrow, you will get punishment. Because I'm not buying your story. So Murari was a very simple-hearted devotee. He thought, you know, the Lord appears in my dream. The Lord wants this. The Lord has some reason. He has some purpose for this. So he did not, you know, say, I'm Pujari, I'm Brahmin, I will curse you all. You will go to hell. Huh? I'm a very intimate servant of the Lord. No. He just saw, not a blade of grass is moving without the sweet will of the Lord. So if he wants me to get up and steal jackfruit, I will steal jackfruit. If he wants me to get caught and go to prison, I will go to prison. If he wants me to be punished, I will be punished. Huh? Nothing is beyond his power, his potency. So, but in the night, the king had a dream. Lord Jagannath appeared to him and said, Murari is my very dear devotee. I did go with him to steal those jackfruits. So, you have committed great offense by putting him in prison, so you have to surrender to him. So the king, he surrendered to him and took initiation from Murari. And also the guards were very, very apologetic. But for Murari, it was all the same. It wasn't that he came out and he said, oh, victory! Jagannath ki jai! We have come out victorious! We have crushed the enemy! No! For him, it was all the same. Narayana Paraksarne Nakuta Shana Bibati Svarga Pavarga Narakeshut Apitulyata Darshana. Lord Shiva, stating to Parvati, when Chitraketu was cursed to become a demon, he said, the devotees, for them, heaven or hell is the same. They are just serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like you can see, whether you are in a hellish city or in the beautiful countryside, the devotee just wants to serve Krishna by preaching Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada built so many wonderful, wonderful temples all around the world, but he only stayed for a few days in every center. He was simply interested in preaching the message of Krishna consciousness far and wide around the world. He didn't say, okay, my dear disciples, now we've achieved 108 centers. Let's sit back and enjoy and just relax. We have invested so much effort, now let's cash in and just reap the benefits. No. He was always traveling. He was always moving very swiftly from one place to the other. And they asked him why. He said, Na vod vijay paradurate vaitaranyas tadvire gayana mahamrita magnachita shucheta tomukachetra sindhyartam mayam sukhayam baram udvahato mimudhan. When Prahlad Maharaj was asked by Lord Narsingadev, any benediction, anything you want, any blessing, you can get it. He said, my dear Lord, I'm not a merchant. I'm not a vanik. I am simply interested to see the fallen souls, the fools and rascals who have forgotten you. I'm simply happy to see them get your mercy. So if you please give them your shelter, your mercy, that is my only desire. Just like the disciples of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Some of them have been kings. Like Prataparudra. He was the king of Orissa. Very powerful, very prestigious person. And some of them have been very simple, very humble persons. Like Kolavecha Sridhar. You all know the story of Kolavecha Sridhar. Whose occupation was to simply sell banana leaves and cups made from banana leaves. That is not a very respectable position. If you're standing in the market and you're selling banana leaf cups, you're making a few paisas. But Lord Chaitanya, when he was young as Nimai, he would go there and he would bargain with Sridhar and say, Sridhar, your leaf cups are no good. I will pay you half price. And Sridhar said, my dear Lord, I cannot give this for half price. This is the price and you pay. Fixed price. No bargain, no discussion. So Lord Chaitanya, Nima, he would just throw some money there and grab it and run away. Sometimes he would just steal it. And Sridhar would get upset outwardly and chastise him. But in his heart he was very pleased. Because Lord Chaitanya, Nima, he would come every day and bargain with him to get banana leaf cups, to get bananas. So when Lord Chaitanya manifested his Mahaprakash his form as the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the house of Srivas Thakur, then he called all his devotees and he manifested the form which they were worshipping. And he gave them all blessings, all benedictions, all boons. So he called Kolavech, Sridhar. And he said, "My dear Sridhar, whatever you want, it is yours." And Sridhar said, "My dear Lord, the only wish that I have is that wherever you go and you perform your pastimes, that I might be allowed to be there and to supply you banana leaves and cups and bananas. That is my only desire. I have no other desire." So the devotee is not looking for his own vested interest. He's not thinking, "Oh, now I will make bhakta program, then I will go on book distribution for 2 years, then I will get one key. After that, I will help in restaurant, I will get 2 more keys. Then I will help in deity department, I will get 2 more keys. After 6 years, I will have 12 keys. I will be Ishwara. After 15 years, I will be Maha Ishwara. No. And ego is becoming bigger and bigger. Sikha is becoming bigger and bigger. No. No. We should understand. Krishna, he is Maha Ishwara. He is the Supreme Controller. Ishwara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Radhya Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. And what is our position? Dasa Dasa Nudasa. We want to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. Because that is the most exalted, the most magnanimous position. Krishna himself, he appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Narada Krishna Rahyanya. He came to taste that love of Godhead, which he himself doesn't have. Krishna doesn't have love of Godhead. He's not full of himself, you know. Krishna has love for his devotees. The devotees have love for Krishna. So when Krishna wants to taste love for Krishna, he appears as the combined form of Krishna and Radharani, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why? Just to taste the nectar of love of Godhead and to distribute it profusely. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared as the gardener and he has grown so many fruits, so many wonderful mangoes. And he has stated that, "I have come and brought all these fruits of love of Godhead to the marketplace, but there is no customers. Nobody's here." And even the few people who are here, they don't have any money. They're not willing to pay any price. So what should I do? I cannot take these fruits back. It is not possible. It is too much. It is too heavy. So I will give it out at any cost to anybody. So what is the price we have to pay to get those mangoes?
Faith.
Faith. Yes. You have to have some faith. And what else? Lolium. You have to be greedy. We have to really desire, "I want this, I need this, I want Lord Chaitanya's mercy." But as long as we still hold on to all the rocks, all the different attachments of the material variety, it will not be possible for us to get all these mangoes, because our hands are filled with rocks. Now, we may say, "Well, if the mangoes are actually there, I will drop the rocks." But it doesn't work like that. First you have to drop the rocks, then the mangoes will appear. It's not that, "Okay, you know, if you give me something better, I will trade, you know, I will trade." But not until I see the product and I have tasted it. We have to have the faith that Krishna consciousness is the superior joy, it is the superior pleasure, it is the superior experience. And we are experiencing that when we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Just like when we get up, people go to sleep, right? And you see in what state they're in. They're also, you know, screaming and yelling and yowling, but of a different variety. So what is night for the introspective sage is day for the person in ignorance, and vice versa. So we have to cultivate our faith by practicing the process of Krishna consciousness in a very straightforward, in a very open-hearted way. That we're not duplicitous. We're not trying to cut corners. We're not trying to tell ourselves and everybody else, well, you know I made some vows, I know I made some agreement, but actually what I meant was, you know, something different. What I meant was, if I feel like it or if the situation is good, then I will do, you know. Like you ask somebody, are you coming today on book distribution? Oh, I'll see. We'll see. Huh? I will try. Huh? Have you ever heard this? I will try. Huh? What is this trying business? Will you eat breakfast today? I will try. Right? Yeah, right. I will try. It is certain. Huh? We are 100% convinced. It is not a fast day. I will eat breakfast today. Right? Who will eat breakfast today? Anybody? Are you convinced of it?
Yes.
I think some are pretty convinced. Huh? Some are very convinced. Hmm? What if we ask, are you going to go out and preach today? Well, I will see. I will try. Huh? What is this trying business? Of course, trying is better than to say no. So you try. That's okay. Fair enough. But Srila Prabhupada, he was so determined to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. He was so adamant. He was ready to work with anybody. Just like in India, because he could not transfer the funds, so he contacted the Salvation Army, a Christian movement, Christian missionary movement. He contacted them whether some people in India can give money to the Salvation Army in India, and the Salvation Army in America will release funds for Prabhupada so he can build the first Radha Krishna temple in New York. He was writing letters from the prime ministers, from the president, from the pope. He was writing letters to everybody to get help and support to spread this movement. He did not leave one stone unturned. And who was he? He was just an elderly Bengali sannyasi. He had no money. He had no connections. He had no power and influence. But simply because of his faith, his unflinching faith in the order of his guru, he made it happen. His guru told him at the first meeting, you're a very intelligent young man. You should spread the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the English-speaking language. So he just went to Bombay and he sat in that office. Actually, it's interesting. He first met Sumati Morarji, the owner of the Scindia's steamship navigation company. He first met her in Kurukshetra while he was there at the place where Krishna had spoken Bhagavad Gita. So she came up to him and she said, Swamiji, tell me, can I do anything for you? And he said, send me to America. And because she had asked and she had given promise, it was Prabhupada's duty to uphold her promise. Just like the Brahmin here. He could have said, oh, okay, you know, this and that. You know, we need a few mridangas and a few kartals, or give us a few dhotis, or give me a few rupees. No. He was shooting for the rhinoceros. He was saying, America, I want to go there. Huh? And because she had promised him in Kurukshetra, she had given him the word of honor, even when it became difficult for her to uphold it, because he was old. He could die any moment. That would be very bad publicity for her company. Huh? Sumati Morarji sends Bhaktivedanta Swami to West, and he dies on her boat. That would be very bad PR. So she was scared. What will the people think of me? I'm sending this old man out into the unknown. How can I do this? But Prabhupada was adamant. Because she had asked, what can I do for you? So that means, like, you know, extending yourself, giving a promise. So he upheld her promise. Even it was difficult. He went to her office and he said, I will not move from here till I get a ticket to go to America. I will fast. Now if a Swami comes to your home or to your office and says, I will not move from here and I will fast, that's bad. You have to do something about this, you know? So finally she had to agree. Because Prabhupada, he was so pure. Not because of his own personal agenda or his own comfort. So many people went to England, so many people went to America later on to establish themselves as great something. When Prabhupada was giving a lecture one time, and he was speaking about first class, second class, and third class, and the students got very upset. They said, what is this? How can you say like that? We're a classless society. Everybody's equal. So who are you? Who are you to talk like that? The Prophet said, I'm 10th class. I am your servant. I'm simply here to serve you all. And that quieted everybody down. That just took the air right out. So this story of Sakshi Gopal is very, very interesting for us